Thanks, Brother Sinaitis. And that's actually the message that I thought was first, that I listened to while I was away. And I thought, that's very nice. Thank you for ringing up and keeping the old phone lines going. And that you thought of me while listening to Arnie Vera's show.
I can't walk. I'm grey. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Arnie Vera's show. And I guess she must have been talking about Big Fatty, which is probably why you started to zone out a little bit and think of the real podcasting talent from down under. So thanks, Brother Sinaitis.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
The real podcasting talent.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 539 of the BFO for Thursday, the 25th of February, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got a big box. Oh! Big Fatty, that's vulgar. No, y'all, it's a really, really, really big box. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I am waiting to see if my most regular gentleman caller gets back in touch with me. He sent me a little e-letter a little bit earlier, but y'all have not responded, but I've not heard back, so I don't know if something better came along, or perhaps he just went into a coma, or perhaps he heard that Big Fatty has a big box. Ah, Big Fatty! Y'all, speaking of people who know Big Fatty has a big box, y'all, I'm just going to throw some names out here, because there are some names that need to be thrown out. Michael Sage, yes, you know Big Fatty has a big... Oh, I mean, why have I not received a cellular telephonic device message from you? I mean, you called that Big Ricky show, and you, let me talk for 9 minutes to the Big Ricky about my dreams. But can you call Big Fatty? No. No, I cannot do it, Big Fatty, although I will send a Twitty at 12:34 twice a day. Y'all, even a... there's a plane landing here in the Fat Cave. Can he pick up the cellular telephone? No, and neither can Franco, y'all. What's happened to Franco? Franco has just vanished. He has vanished. I was going to call Teresa in the Seattle's out, but y'all, I understand she has been, she likes to get away to that Oregon coast, Oregon is known for the ducks, and you know what ducks like to do? Oh, Big Fatty, don't go there. Mother Teresa listens to this, and she will probably think you're saying something vulgar, and you are. But y'all, and there ought to be some other people that come to mind. Hey, when's the last time Nessa called? The youngest, y'all, the children, how soon they forget. And, it just breaks my heart, y'all. It just breaks my heart. And, that brother Sinaitis, he called Scotty the little Aussie battler. And he called to, I think it's wonderful. Jeremiah's going to do his podcast, but no, I will not call Big Fatty and Brian and David. You know, when's the last time I heard from them? When's the last time Bjorn, and Perfetti? No, we have all unsubscribed. Or those that's what she said, boys. Christian and Frank and what's the other one's name? Jimmy, I think. I don't know. But, it's time to get off the horn. It's time to get on the horn. Big Fatty, they need to get on the horn. And y'all, it is a full moon weekend coming up. So I know that you've got the juices flowing, which means you're going to be out over cocktailing. When is my grandson called last? No, he is already worried about coming south to see you, Big Fatty. Do not put any additional pressure on him. But y'all, I got a phone call on Tuesday night, And y'all, it was, and I answered that, hello, this is Brick Freddy, how can I assist you? And, y'all, it was this girl from the Best Buy, and she says, Mr. Fatty, we are scheduled to deliver your new television, on Wednesday between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. And I said, well, I don't know anything about it. And, she says, well, yes, this is part of the furniture package that you purchased. You are receiving the 50-inch Samsung high-definition television set. And I said, well, yes, I know I'm supposed to get that. But I said, but they told me that that would be coming by UPS, by the United Parcel Service. What can Brown do for you, y'all? What can the baby jar do for you? And, y'all, I'm like, but she goes, no, we are delivering it. And I went, okay, well, that's fine. I said, they told me it wasn't going to come till after the furniture came. And y'all, they've told me the furniture's not coming to the end of March, just in time for my grandson. We can christen it. Oh, Greg Freddy, you are going to get him to stop coming down here. But, so I said, well, okay, bring it on. And so, y'all, there's a million delivery men out there, and 999,000 of them are hot. And Big Fatty gets Grizzly Adams. Ah, Big Fatty, because they know you're fat and they want to feel thin. And so Grizzly Adams brings up this, y'all, it is a huge box. And I was thinking, well, Brick Freddy, you can just put that in your bedroom. Y'all, it's like a fucking movie theater. It is like a movie theater. And those of you who have been to the Fat Cave know that Big Fatty has a 60-something inch TV that I'm watching The Weather Rat on right now. I don't know what I'm going to do. And, y'all, I went online to see how much this thing cost. Because, you know, it was complimentary when you bought the furniture. And, y'all, this is, if you go to the Best Buy, y'all, this is an $800 television set. And, what can I say? So I got a big box sitting in my living room right now. Don't quite know what I'm going to do. But, you know, I'm sure I'll get some phone calls. Big Freddy, I know exactly where you can stick that 50-inch television set. That was the remainder of the turkey and cheddar quiche. Yes. And, y'all, I'm getting ready to go to a horror meeting. So if my gentleman caller does not get back in touch with me within just moments, he's just going to miss out on a good time. Yes, Brick Freddy, a good time will be had by all except him. But so I've got this big box, and I don't know if I'm going to put it in my bedroom or if I'm going to get rid of my big 60, y'all, I want to say it's 70 inches, but I don't think it's that big. Y'all, it is turning cold here on Thursday. It's going down to 28 degrees on Thursday night. The rat, y'all, I guarantee he's going to make it a soup night tomorrow night. I guarantee it. But so there you have it. And I have got a few voice letters to share with you. Brick Freddy, you were just bitching that people hadn't been calling. Have they called since you started bitching? No, but these came in earlier.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Daddy. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Peter G. from the Oaklands. And I'm wondering if you have any poll with Vera, and or maybe you have any influence, you can find out what is going on with the conscience thing. This bit has been going on longer than the freaking Ice Age. I hope we have some resolution. I hope it's something good, too. But maybe since I know you guys are friends, maybe you have some inside information, or maybe you can just spoil the surprise, and then that might be good, too. Thanks, Big Fatty, for all you do. Bye.
Peter G., that was the best voice letter. All right, maybe you can tell us what's going on, or maybe you can just go ahead and spoil the surprise. Oh, my God. Peter, if I knew what the fuck was going on, the only thing that is older than this bit with there's two things that are older than this bit with conscience running around on Vera is, number one, that damn Varcano mug. You know, y'all, the Varcano, oh, there's a wonderful story about my Varcano mug. And y'all, you know, Big Fatty's got a Varcano mug. And have I told you the story about that? Oh, no, I don't know, Big Fatty. Could you please tell us? We need to hear someone tell their story about a Varcano mug. Well, mine was sent to me by Brian from Boston because he saw it and knew that I must have one. Yes. And but Brian, not Brian, Peter. Peter, I have no fucking idea. Oh, the other thing that's older than this bit with conscience is the hag herself. Because, y'all, she came into this world back in the Ice Age. And and she's... Good Lord, she has such a cold heart. It's just a cold, cold heart. Oh, Big Fatty, you know you're gonna hear about that one. Well, that's okay. But anyway, I have no idea what's going on with this. And that other bit that she's got going with that conscience is that artwork. Oh, please come look at look at the pictures that were sent to my boudoir of conscience, and several of them are of monkey sock puppets, and one is a little innocent child, and y'all, I mean, oh, lovies, they're all just so wonderful, I can't possibly choose, so I'm gonna make you do it, because I love a competition. And, yeah, you know, whatever. So, Peter, if I knew what the bit was all about, I would be more than happy to spoil the surprise, but, how dare you say that Vera and I are friends? How dare you?
Hello, Big Fatty. This is your Southern California lover, Donna Sugar. When are you going to come over here and let me have some of that, Big Fatty? Why don't you come out to California to a fantastic show here? It's fantastic here, and we love you. Please. I'll do anything you want. And trust me, honey, I'm a whore, so I'll do anything you want. Kisses. Mwah.
Dear Gussie, y'all, speaking of whores in the Los Angeles area, the City of Angels, the surface of the sun, that is that Donna Sugar. And, y'all, Donna Sugar evidently was very intoxicated when she sent that, because she wrote to me later. And let me just see if I save I did save the e-letter, and it says Donna Sugar wrote to me later and said, oh, my God. OMG. That's oh, my God. Oh, my God. God, my dearest Big Fatty, I had myself a few drinks with the girls for my friend's birthday and realized the next day that I had called you. I am not sure what I said, but I hope it was classy. That part about I'm a whore, classy. And if it was not, I do apologize. You are a comedy gem that should be treated as such, and I will do my best not to tarnish your shine. Kisses, Donna Sugars. And I wrote Donna back and I said, no worries. The call was just fine. And y'all, you know, Big Fatty, yes, Big Fatty, we know you do not need to say anything else. Please, for the love of God, move on.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Moose, your number one fan for 2010. I got the prize package, and I absolutely love it. Thank you. This is just wonderful. I can't get over it. It's great.
Dear gussie, y'all, I'm telling you, everybody is receiving big packages. Yes, and it sounds like Donna Sugars wants a big package. Oh, Big Fatty. But, Moose, you are most welcome. And, y'all, the prize packages have gone out to the number one, two, and three fans. Y'all, we'll have another contest coming up. Maybe the prize will be a 50-inch Samsung television. No! I can assure you there will not be a prize package that includes a 50-inch Samsung television set. Unless, of course, you know, Donna Sugars is just really, really, really good. Oh, Big Fatty, you are nasty. Just so nasty. Y'all, I'm happy to report. Well, I'm not happy to report. I'm reporting that the gentleman caller has not gotten back in touch with me. But, y'all, I have received some e-letters here. I don't know. Naught is over there in the Uck. By the way, Steve in the Uck, he's just stopped commenting. He has stopped commenting. He has said, Big Fatty is dead to me. He is dead to me. And, you know, y'all, that atom, evidently I am dead to him also, because, y'all, he is now back in the U.S. of A. And has he called Big Fatty? No! Oh! I mean, he has been over there in the Uck. He's seen Naught. He's seen Steve in the Uck. He's seen John and Ely. And what can I say? Can he call back and say, Big Fatty, everyone sends their love to you. They just send their love to you. And, but no, I do not hear from them. So, anyway, y'all, I have gotten a couple of Twitty requests that, you know, I always like to get some sort of a verification before I approve these. And, y'all, the one of them is from Mother Burnside. And, y'all, I don't know who Mother Burnside is, but Mother Burnside is following one person, and it's not Big Fatty, because I've not approved Mother Burnside yet. Oh, well, maybe I have. Dear gussie, no, she's following, I guess I am following that Mother Burnside is following me. I guess I have approved it. Okay, maybe it's because Mother Burnside is also following the Wimbies and, oh dear gussie, and the Foul Monkeys and Auntie Vera, oh dear God, and the Wimbies, and something about Hitler. No, I'm sorry, that says after Elton. Oh yeah, I am following Hitler on the on the 20. Big Fatty, please, Hitler wants to follow you also. Y'all, that Daniel Beaver sent me something called Kachingle, K-A-C-H-I-N-G-L-E. And y'all, it's evidently a way that if you wanted to send Big Fatty some coins, it's a way for you to do that. But y'all, I'm not sure I'm going to sign up for that. Who should do that, Scotty?
The Real Podcasting Talent.
Oh, well, maybe I should sign up for it then. Yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.